This is the VOA Special English Agriculture Report. For many years, people in American cities have depended on farmers in rural areas to grow fruits and vegetables. But now, a new generation of farmers is planting crops in urban areas. Sean Conroe is a college student. Amber Banks is a teacher. They both grew up farming and gardening. Sean Conroe and Amber Banks wanted to start a farm in the middle of Seattle, Washington.
There are a lot of neighborhoods that don't have access to healthy, fresh produce, and if they do, it can be very expensive. And so we see unused space as a great place to grow food that will make it more accessible for people.
Sean Conroe created a website to get volunteers and donations. Within a week, they were offered a plot of land between two houses. He says 20 volunteers worked for 6 weekends to turn the grassy land into a farm. They called their project Alley Cat Acres.
We have spinach, onions, radish, lettuce, and chard that's all ready to be harvested right now.
There are also carrots, green onions, peas, beans, and turnips.
Broccoli, tomatillos, and cucumbers, which are all starting to pop up, and then strawberries.
The Alley Cats have harvested about 90 kilograms of produce so far. They have donated most of it to local food banks that feed hungry people in Seattle. Bridget Barney is sitting in the dirt picking lettuce. She is one of 80 people who are volunteering at this urban farm. Like a lot of the volunteers, she does not have much gardening experience. One of the goals of the urban farm is to show city people the joys of growing food. The Alley Cats invite school groups to the farm to help out. And Amber Banks says they want the same people who get food donations to learn how to work the soil. Sean Conroe says Alley Cat Acres is expanding to other empty areas of Seattle. So are a lot of other urban farming groups.
We would like to expand as much as we can where there are empty lots that have ample amount of sunlight, that have access to water, and that have a community rallying around projects such as this.
Seattle has declared 2010 the year of urban agriculture. But the growth of these farms is limited. That is because Seattle, like a lot of other cities, has restrictions on urban farms. The city council is now considering changing those laws. And that's the VOA Special English Agriculture Report by Ann Dornfield. Support came from the Park Foundation, the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation, and the Great Lakes Fishery Trust. You can find more stories and post your comments at environmentreport.org. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at VOA Learning English. I'm Bob Doty.